Section B. Chapter 3. Traffic Signs and Signals. Traffic Signs. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, and pavement markings. Traffic control can also be provided by law enforcement, highway construction personnel, or school crossing guards. Drivers must obey directions from these individuals, even if the directions are different than what the traffic lights and signs indicate. Traffic signs give you information about the road, the highway system, traffic flow, and the local regulations and laws. They warn you about hazards, identify your route, and direct the speed and movement of traffic. These signs also provide directions and let you know about places of interest, from the huge overhead green interstate signs to the little blue rectangles that direct you to a library or hospital. Every traffic sign has a definite shape and colors that announce its purpose and specific meanings. You should be able to recognize them immediately. Even if a stop sign is damaged or blocked by dirt, limbs, or snow, you should know by the octagonal shape and red color that you must stop. Sign colors and shapes. Learn the standard colors and shapes, shown below, so you know what a sign means, even at a distance. For example, a rectangle is always a regulatory sign, telling you about laws and regulations or giving you instructions such as speed limits or lane uses. Color codes on highway traffic signs. The meanings of the 9 basic background colors of signs should be memorized. The colors used on standard signs are as follows. Red. Stop, yield, do not enter or wrong way. Yellow. General warning. Orange. Construction and maintenance warning. Black. Regulatory. Route markers. Brown. Public recreation areas and parks. Green. Distance direction. White. Regulatory. Blue. Motorist services. Red is used only as a background color for stop signs, multiple supplemental plates, four-way or all-way. Do not enter messages, wrong-way signs, and on interstate route markers. Red is also used as a legend color for yield signs, parking prohibition signs, the circular outline and diagonal bar prohibitory symbol. Black-white is used for regulatory signs. Regulatory signs are used to inform road users of selected traffic laws or regulations. Black is used for a message on white, yellow, and orange signs. Whenever white is specified as a sign color, it includes silver-colored reflecting coating or elements that reflect white light. White is used as the background for route markers, guide signs, regulatory signs, except stop signs, and for the legend on brown, green, blue, black, and red signs. Whenever white is specified as a sign color, this is referencing the silver-colored reflective coating and other materials that reflect white light. Orange is used as a background color for construction and maintenance signs and shall not be used for any other purpose. Yellow is used as a background color for warning signs, except where orange is specified, and for school signs. Brown is used as a background color for guide information signs related to points of recreational cultural interest. Green is used as a background color for guide signs, other than those using brown or white, mileposts, and as a legend color with a white background for permissive parking regulations. Blue is used as a background color for information signs related to motorist services, including police services and rest areas, and the emergency route marker. Fluorescent yellow-green is the new color for school zones. Fluorescent yellow-green is now in use for signage in school zones and other pedestrian traffic areas such as crosswalks. These signs are much easier to see in low light and foggy, rainy weather. Where these signs are posted, motorists are encouraged to carefully watch for all forms of school traffic, including pedestrians, school children, bicyclists, as well as motor vehicles. Fluorescent pink, sometimes called coral, is used for incident management traffic control signage when needed for incidents such as traffic accidents, wildland fires, floods, and hazardous material spills that take place on or adjacent to a road, interrupting the normal flow of traffic. Temporary traffic control zones. Temporary traffic control zones allow traffic to flow safely through incidents while reasonably protecting motorists, incident responders, vehicles, and equipment. Zones also are established when necessary to restrict use of road systems to incident management personnel. Availability of message signs, warning lights, flags, barricades, and cones may be used to enhance the visibility of traffic control zones. Important. Whenever white is specified as a sign color, it includes silver-colored reflecting coating or elements that reflect white light. Traffic signs are placed to help you and to instruct you in the best and safest use of the highway. All signs must be obeyed at all times, unless a policeman or other traffic officer directs you to do otherwise. Study and learn the following signs and notice the shape of each sign has a general or specific meaning. Octagon shape, stop. This sign is the only eight-sided sign on the roadway. It always means that there is danger. It will always be red with white lettering. It tells you that you are approaching an important street or highway and that you must bring your car to a complete stop, not going beyond the crosswalk. If you cannot see, then proceed cautiously to a point where you can see, and then go only if you can do so safely. All way. Red rectangle added below a stop sign. It means all traffic approaching this intersection must stop. Triangular shape, yield. This three-sided sign means that you are approaching an intersection and must stop and wait when other vehicles are approaching from the right or left on the other roadway. If you are sure no other cars are coming, you need not come to a complete stop, but you must slow down and enter the intersection with caution. Always stop when traffic is heavy. Round shape, railroad ahead. This circular sign always means that you are approaching a railroad grade crossing. You must slow down and be ready to stop. This sign tells you that it is up to you to stop if you see a train coming. Never try to beat the train. You will usually misjudge its speed. More than 200 traffic crashes occur each year at railroad crossings. Do not play with your life trying to beat the train. Broad X shape, railroad here. This is known as a crossbuck sign. It is placed at all railroad grade crossings and shows exactly where the tracks are located. Notice the smaller signs placed on the post directly below the crossbuck. They show the number of tracks at a particular crossing. This is very important because, when there are two or more tracks, one train passing might hide the approach of a train from the other direction. Some crossbucks are equipped with two lights underneath the X. Flashing lights on a crossbuck mean that a train is coming. Always stop when the lights are flashing. Remain stopped until the train has passed. If there is more than one track, be sure all tracks are clear before crossing. Some crossbucks are equipped with both flashing lights and a gate. Stop when the lights begin flashing and before the gate comes down. Remain stopped until the gates are raised and the lights stop flashing. Diamond shape, hazardous or unusual condition ahead. These signs call for caution and usually for a slower speed. Some carry written information. Others are miniature symbolic roadmaps that warn of highway conditions ahead. This sign tells you that you are approaching an intersection. The black lines show just what kind of intersection this is. This sign tells you it is a crossroad. Rectangular shape, special laws, regulations or important information. Some of these signs indicate that certain vehicles, trucks, must use specific lanes. While others indicate that traffic in the respective lanes must either move straight through or turn left. These signs are sometimes mounted overhead. This sign, high occupancy vehicle, indicates lanes reserved for buses and vehicles with the minimum number of occupants specified on the sign. Speed control. These signs show the maximum speed allowed, the minimum speed required, or a change in speed limit. The sign on the far right is used whenever children are within walking distance of school. It tells you that children may be crossing the street on their way to and from school. This type of sign is controlled by a time clock and flashes yellow lights while illuminating the speed limit. Failure to obey the posted school zone limit could result in serious injury or loss of life. Regulatory signs. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Warning signs. Diamond shape, yellow. Warning signs alert road users to conditions that might call for a reduction of speed or an action in the interest of safety and efficient traffic operations. Become familiar with these signs so that each message can be quickly understood and followed. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Work area signs. These construction, maintenance or emergency operations signs are generally diamond or rectangular shaped, orange with black letters or symbols, and warn you that people are working on or near the roadway. These warnings include reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and lane closures. In work areas, a person with a sign or flag may control traffic. You must obey the directions of these persons. Construction signs. Construction signs are generally diamond or rectangular shaped and orange with black letters symbols. Their purpose is to warn drivers that people are working on or near the roadway. The warnings include reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and lane closures. Channeling devices. Barricades, vertical panels, concrete barriers, drums, and cones are the most common devices used to guide drivers safely through work zones. When driving near these devices, keep your vehicle in the middle of the lane and obey the posted speed limit. As you leave the work zone, stay in your lane and maintain your speed. Don't change lanes until you are completely clear of the work zone. Electronic message or arrow signs. These are mobile devices that are often used on some roads to give advance warning of construction zones, special traffic directions, road closures, or in some cases weather hazards. Flashing arrow panels alert approaching drivers of lane closures. You must begin to merge into the remaining open lane well in advance of this sign. Law enforcement. You will see law enforcement officers in the fluorescent yellow-green vests and raincoats during traffic-related emergencies to make sure they can be seen under normal conditions and under low light and poor weather conditions. Highway flaggers. Flaggers, at most worksites, will be using paddles with the word stop on one side and slow on the other. However, red flags are used in emergency situations as shown below. The basic hand movements for stop and proceed remain the same, whether a flag or paddle is used. Please learn these three simple signals displayed below, since they are the most commonly used by construction flaggers. Flaggers, along with utility workers, construction worker, and other emergency personnel directing traffic, can also be seen wearing fluorescent yellow-green clothing, vests, and hard helmets in these construction work zones. This is in addition to fluorescent orange to make sure they can be seen by drivers under normal conditions and improve being seen under low light and poor weather conditions. Slow-moving vehicle, SMV, emblem. Recognize this sign. Some day, or night, it may save your life. Look at it. During daylight, the bright fluorescent orange solid triangle in the center of the SMV emblem is highly visible. At night, the SMV emblem glows brilliantly in the path of approaching headlights. You may see this emblem on slow-moving vehicles, such as farm tractors, machinery, construction equipment, or horse-drawn vehicles. Object marker. These markers warn you of objects, not actually in the roadway, but so close to the edge of the road that need marking. Typical applications include bridge ends, underpass abutments, and other obstructions closely adjacent to the edges of roadways. Guide signs for highways. A sign, such as the one to the right, shown as State 44 and US 41, will indicate two highways are coming together or separating. The sign, marked as 44, is a state secondary route. The sign to the right, marked as Highway 41, indicates a U.S. highway route that will reach into another state. U.S. route signs consists of black numerals on a white shield surrounded by a black background without a border. The sign in lower left is a state primary route. Drivers should become thoroughly familiar with route numbers and signs they must follow when beginning a trip from one area to another. Interstate route marker. Blue and red signs, like the one on the right, indicate that the route is part of the national system of interstate and defense highways. These highways join centers of population and defense establishments. They also join with the major international highways at the Mexican and Canadian borders. They are part of a nationwide network of the most important highways. Guide signs on highways. These are signs to help you while driving on Tennessee's interstate highways. The signs are above or to the right of the highway with the arrows pointing to the lane you should be in if you intend to enter or leave the road. These signs are seen on interstates and expressways. The background is green with white letters and/or numbers visible at some distance. Such signs give information vital to selection of lane, proper exits, etc. If an interstate guide sign is marked with the above sign, all traffic in the lane directly below the arrows must exit. Service signs. The blue color of these signs directs motorists to service facilities. Word message signs will also be used to direct motorists to areas where service stations, restaurants, and motels are available. Handicap symbol. Parking spaces displaying this blue sign are reserved for vehicles bearing disabled veteran or handicapped license plates, or a special handicap decal. The convenience and availability of these spaces is important for disabled citizens. The use of reserved handicapped spaces by others is prohibited by law. Directional signs. The green background signs indicate that the message is providing directional information. Directional signs point to bike and hiking trails. Emergency reference markers. In order to help motorists better identify their location on urban interstates, the state has installed interstate reference markers every 1,000 feet along heavily traveled sections. These have been installed in Nashville, Knoxville, Memphis, Jackson, and Chattanooga. The signs display information about the route number, direction of travel in the log mile in tenths of a mile. Most are mounted on median dividers. Motorists with mobile phones who notify emergency operators about incidents can give an accurate description of the exact location where assistance is needed. This will help emergency personnel respond more rapidly, and possibly make the difference between life and death. It will also help clear the highways more quickly. In the sample, at right, this sign indicates the location is westbound on Interstate 40 at mile marker 223 6/10. So the driver would be between mile markers 223 and 224. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are used to control vehicle drivers and pedestrians at some intersections and crosswalks. Signals promote better movement of traffic on busy roads by assigning right-of-way. Traffic signals are usually placed at heavily traveled intersections. These lights tell you when or where to stop and go. A green light means you can go if it is safe. A yellow light means caution, prepare to stop for the red light. The red light always means stop. Standard traffic lights are red, yellow, and green, from top to bottom respectively. Red. Stop behind crosswalk or stop line. Unless otherwise posted, you may turn right on red after coming to a complete stop and when no pedestrians or cross traffic are present. Yellow. Caution, prepare to stop. The red stop signal will be exhibited immediately after the yellow light appears. Adjust speed immediately to come to a smooth stop. You must stop if it is safe to do so. Do not speed up to beat the light. If you are already in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, do not stop, but continue cautiously through the intersection. Tennessee law only requires the yellow light to be exhibited for a minimum of 3 seconds before the red light. Collisions often happen at intersections on yellow lights. Not only is it dangerous to ignore the yellow light, you may hold up oncoming traffic that receives the green light. Please be aware that some drivers often jump the green and start through an intersection, because they have seen the yellow light come on from the crossing directions. If you try to beat the yellow and another driver decides to jump the green, the results could be deadly. Green. Go if the intersection is clear. You must yield to pedestrians and vehicles still in the intersection at light change. The green signal gives permission to proceed, but you must still observe the laws of the right-of-way. Yield to oncoming vehicles if you are turning left. Never attempt to jump the gun by starting through the intersection early or by making a quick left turn in front of oncoming traffic. This is extremely dangerous. Protected arrows. At many intersections, you may see what is called a protected turn arrow. When the arrow is green, you have the right of way and may drive the vehicle only in the direction of the arrow, after yielding to vehicles and pedestrians already in the intersection. When the arrow changes to yellow, prepare to yield to oncoming traffic. When the arrow is red or your lane has the red light, all turns are prohibited. This is true even if other lanes of traffic have a green signal and your path through the intersection appears to be clear. Flashing yellow. Slow down and proceed with caution at the intersection. Flashing red. Complete stop. Same as stop sign. Look both ways, yield to traffic and pedestrians and proceed when it is safe to do so. Permissive arrows. If you see a flashing yellow arrow, you are allowed to turn left after yielding to all oncoming traffic and to any bicyclists and pedestrians in the crosswalk. You must wait for a safe gap in oncoming traffic before turning in the direction of the arrow. Busy intersections can sometimes leave vehicles stranded inside the intersection. Don't let this happen to you. Do not pull into an intersection to make a turn until your path is clear. Malfunctioning traffic light. What to do when the light is out? Tennessee state law requires that if a signal is not working, the intersection is to be treated as if it were a four-way stop intersection. Stop as you would if there were stop signs in all directions. This is covered in the rules of the road chapter. Do not proceed until it is safe. The right-of-way law says that if there are two or more vehicles at the intersection stopping at the same time, the driver on the left would yield to the driver on the right. The driver on the right who arrives first gets to go first. However, stay cautious and be sure it is safe to proceed even when you are in the first car to reach the intersection. 1. Pedestrian signals. Allow pedestrians to know when it is legally permitted and safe to cross a street or intersection. Tennessee law defines a pedestrian as any person afoot or using a motorized or non-motorized wheelchair. Pedestrians can protect themselves by observing the following rules. A. Walk sign. Many streets with significant pedestrian traffic will have a pedestrian signal. The sign displays the word walk or a symbol of a person walking when it is safe to cross the street or intersection. Pedestrians, who have started to cross the street or intersection when the walk sign or walking person symbol appears, should continue as quickly as possible to the other side of the street before the signal shifts to don't walk. Note. At some intersections, there is a button near the base of the pedestrian signal or stoplight that must be pushed by the pedestrian to activate the pedestrian signal to show the walk sign. B. Don't walk sign. Pedestrian signals indicate when it is not permissible or safe to cross a street or intersection. When the pedestrian signal shows the words don't walk, or a symbol of a raised hand appears, it is not safe to begin crossing a street or intersection. As a driver, pay attention to the traffic signals and pedestrian signals in order to anticipate when a pedestrian may begin to cross the street. 2. Lane control signals. The signals below may appear as single or multiple units over each lane of the road. They are most often used when the direction of the flow of traffic changes during different hours of the day. Also, these signals indicate whether toll plaza lanes are open or closed. General principles of pavement lane markings. Uniform highway markings. The information in this chapter is based on the United States Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration's, FHWA, Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, which all states' highway agencies must use in marking and signing roadways. Because states continue to update signage to conform with the federal requirements, drivers may encounter both old and new markings and signs. Be alert and follow directions. Lines and symbols on the roadway divide the road into lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, indicate which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways and show where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Line colors tell you if you are on a one-way or two-way roadway. L. Edge and lane lines. Lines along the side of the road show you where the edge of the road is located. A solid white line indicates the right edge of the traffic lane on a road. A solid or broken yellow line indicates the left edge of traffic lanes going in your direction. If you ever find yourself with yellow to your right and white to your left, you are going the wrong way. Remember, on a divided highway, the side of the roadway to the left of the driver and nearest the median always has a yellow line. The right side of the roadway will always have a white line. It is a good way to confirm you are traveling the right direction when entering an unfamiliar roadway. A. Yellow lane markings. Lines separating traffic moving in opposite directions are yellow. Yellow lines are also used to mark a boundary or barrier of the travel path at the location of a particular hazard, such as bridge supports, etc. Broken yellow lines mean that you may cross the line to pass if there is no oncoming traffic and it is safe to do so. Two solid yellow lines between lanes of traffic mean you may not cross the lines from either direction, even if no oncoming traffic is in view. You may cross a solid yellow line to turn into a driveway or side road if it is safe to do so. One solid yellow line and one broken yellow. Where there is both a solid and a broken yellow line between opposing lanes of traffic, you may not pass if the solid yellow line is on your side. If the broken yellow line is on your side, you are in the passing zone and may pass if it is safe to do so. You must safely return to your side of the roadway before the passing zone ends. B. White lane markings. Multiple lanes of traffic that flow in the same direction are separated by white lane markings. You will find white lane markings on freeways, limited access highways, bypasses, and one-way streets. Broken white lines between lanes of traffic mean you may cross the lines to pass or change lanes if it is safe to do so. One solid white line between lanes of traffic means that you should stay in your lane and should not cross the line to pass, unless an emergency situation requires you to change lanes. Also, you should not cross a double solid white line. 2. Crosswalks. White crosswalk lines are painted across a road to indicate pedestrian crossing areas. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway and may be located at intersections or in the middle of a block. However, not all crosswalks are marked. You must yield the right of way to pedestrians who are in or are about to enter the crosswalk or street. 3. Stop lines. White stop lines are painted on the pavement across traffic lanes, usually at intersections, to indicate the vehicle stopping position, before traffic signs or signals. If the motorist is required to stop at the intersection, the vehicle must be stopped behind this stop line. If no stop line is painted on the pavement, all vehicles required to stop must stop the vehicle before crossing the first line of the crosswalk, if the crosswalk is marked, and stop the vehicle before the front bumper crosses the white edge line of the cross street, in order to keep the vehicle from protruding out into the cross street traffic. 4. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes are designated on highways by a diamond-shaped marking in the center of the lane. HOV lanes may also be special lanes separated by a barrier. During heavy traffic periods, HOV lanes are reserved for buses, vanpools, motorcycles, carpools, and other high occupancy vehicles. Road signs indicate the minimum number of passengers a vehicle must carry to use the HOV lanes and the times that HOV restrictions are in effect. Also effective January 1, 2009. Registered low-emission and energy-efficient vehicles with the proper decal may use the HOV lane regardless of the number of passengers. 5. Turn lane arrow. If you are traveling in a lane marked with a curved arrow and the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. If your lane is marked with both a curved and a straight arrow, you may turn in the direction of the arrow or you may go straight. Double or triple arrows indicate more than one movement is permitted. Single arrows indicate only one mandatory direction is allowed. 6. White crossbuck with RR. A white crossbuck and the letters RR are painted on the pavement as a warning marker for many railroad, highway-grade crossings.